From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block. A new court settlement in Florida could make it easier for tens of thousands of convicted felons to regain the right to vote. For years, only a fraction of people in the state who've paid their debt to society have regained the vote, and civil liberties groups have complained that's a violation of their constitutional rights. NPR's Philip Davis reports.
Around Florida, workshops like this one at the First Baptist Church in Tampa are held almost weekly.
Persons who need to have the applications completed, please move over here to all the empty chairs on the side.
The church's meeting room is packed with nearly 100 people, most of them former felons who are seeking to regain the right to vote. People like Nathaniel Levette, a hotel maintenance manager who lives in Tampa.
I did vote for a long time, and I got caught up in drugs and alcohol. But, you know, I got my life back on track, and I just feel so depressed sometimes because I don't have my rights. I can't even vote now, and I want to vote. I've been, you know, a good citizen almost 10 years now, and it's about time for us to get our rights back.
Helping him do that is Larry Hyman, one of the dozen or so legal volunteers on hand. Hyman said it's outrageous that people can continue to be punished even after they completed their sentences.
I think this is so unfair to be ruined for life, barred for life. I think this is one of the worst things I've heard of.
A group of civil rights organizations share this view. Shortly after the 2000 election, the Florida Rights Restoration Coalition sued the state, saying Florida's Department of Corrections was supposed to help felons who've completed their sentences regain their rights. For years, fewer than 5% of released former felons were able to regain the right to vote. Last month, activists won a big victory in the state courts. Under the settlement, the state agreed to help some 120,000 ex-felons apply for a hassle-free, automatic restoration of their voting rights. But that's not to say it'll be easy. Felix Ruiz, regional administrator for the Florida Parole Commission, told the crowd that only those who committed minor felonies will likely qualify.
Now, if it's a possession of a drug, of a cocaine, that's fine. But if it's trafficking, you're out. If it's an ag assault, you're out. Attempt murder, you're out. Any major crime, any life crime, you can't get it automatically.
And there's been no move to beef up the state agency that processes the applications. Ruiz said there's already a backlog of 7,000 such claims, and the number is expected to climb. But rights activists say it's still a start. Mike Finninger is a board member of the Florida ACLU and helped organize the Tampa workshop.
Our estimate is of the 120 or 30,000 people who came out of supervision during that period, as many as 30,000 will be eligible for automatic restoration, which means that they'll get their civil rights back, hopefully in time for the presidential election in 2004.
And that could make a difference in a state in which the last presidential election was decided by only 573 votes. Philip Davis, NPR News.